No matter what you do or did for a living before COVID-19, it is safe to say your work life has probably changed since it arrived. If you haven't lost your job, you may be working from home. You may also find yourself employed in sectors deemed essential by stay-at-home orders. Many in that last group are still waking up and heading to their work. Some of them have shared questions and concerns with KUT about their safety and their rights. KUT's Mose Bouchel has been digging into this. He joins me now. Yo, Mose, what's up?
Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. So what have you been hearing from people?
Well, first off, if you are still going to work, it's because your managers have decided that your job qualifies as an essential service. And these are sectors that are so important that they can't shut down during this crisis, right?
Yeah, that would include KUT 90.5, right?
That's right. But some people have wondered how they can confirm if their job is essential.
And they can do that. The city has a website where they can confirm that, right?
Yes, you can. And there's actually layers of city and county, state emergency orders where you can go and look. But for Austin, you can go online, and the city has this list of types of businesses that are essential and non-essential. If your business type isn't listed, you can also call 311 and ask about that. But a city spokesperson told me that it's up to individual businesses to decide whether they fit into these categories, right? Kel Simon is an Austin-based employment lawyer that I talked to about that, and he said,
I think ultimately the folks who are going to be in the position of making the decision about whether businesses are deemed essential or not are the judges who end up hearing citations that get issued to people or businesses that are in violation.
But there's a catch here. It doesn't sound, at least that I've seen, like the city has issued any citations to employers yet. So this is all still a big question mark.
And it also, like, it seems like we've been seeing a lot of concerns from people that their workplace isn't doing enough to protect them when they're at work, even though they've been considered essential.
Yes, that's right. And I also wish that there was a clear answer there. In Austin, the emergency order says, to the greatest extent feasible, essential businesses shall comply with social distancing requirements.
Yeah, and the city and the county have been pretty clear about what they mean when they say social distancing. That's things like staying 6 feet apart, washing your hands, not shaking hands, basically avoiding any human contact, as much human contact as possible.
That's exactly right. But the one thing that's like not clear is what it means by to the greatest extent feasible, right? Kel Simon, who's that lawyer, he says some cases they should be clear cut. If you can do your job and wear a face mask, well, you should be able to wear the mask. He also says if you can work from home, the order is pretty clear that you should be able to. But for other things,
there's not some great body set up to make determinations right now about what the extent of feasibility is. There's definitely a lot of gray area that could be out there.
Again, the city says you can call 311 with questions. And Simon says you can also call the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. That's a federal agency to file a complaint if you fear for your health. But he says it's really important to be aware of what whistleblower protections may or may not exist if you do go that route.
So it sounds like there's really a lot more here to be talked about.
Yes, absolutely. And you can find more of my reporting with more of these questions on our website. People are expecting that like all sorts of lawsuits and stuff are going to come out of this. So I'm sure we'll be hearing more about it.
Well, Mose, we really, really appreciate it, man. It's good to hear from you.
It's great to talk to you, Jerry. Take care.